Welcome to the Alaska Uncovered podcast with me, your host, Jenny Twing Flaming. I bring you accurate, helpful, and entertaining information about Alaska travel and life in Alaska. My occasional co-host and full-time husband, Jay, and I are committed to keeping the Alaska Uncovered podcast ad-free. To do that, we need your help. If you're enjoying the podcast, we invite you to contribute to our tip jar, which is the first link in the show notes. We are so grateful for our listeners, and we wouldn't be here without you. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Are you looking to save money on your trip to Alaska? I mean, who's not? That's what we're talking about today. My guest today is Scott McMurrin. Scott has been on the podcast before. A whole year ago, we talked about hidden gems, and we talked a little bit about the Tour Saver, but we're going to really focus on that today. Scott is a legend in Alaska for his vast expertise in Alaska travel. An Alaskan for more than four decades, Scott has published a weekly travel newsletter about travel and the Alaska Travelgram, and he's done that every week since 1999. He also writes a weekly travel column in the Anchorage Daily News and publishes the annual Alaska Tour Saver with his business partner, Gary, which is celebrating its 25th year. And that's what we're going to focus on today. When Scott is not serving as a passionate evangelist for every corner of Alaska, he likes to explore with his family, including his wife, Christy, his adult sons, and his dog, Rue. Scott, welcome back to Alaska Uncovered. Thanks for being here.
Well, I thought maybe if you're going to talk about our 25th anniversary of the Tour Saver, is there some cake involved?
Oh, that would have been awesome. Are you going to have a cake? I feel like that's a great idea.
Well,
I love cake. Any excuse for cake, I'm here for.
Amen.
Oh, love it. So I know that you answered this question before, but it has been a year, and there's a good chance there are people listening who did not listen to the last episode that you were here for. So can you briefly tell us how you got to Alaska?
So my Alaska origin story, it's pretty cool, I think. My senior year in college, some of my roommates were going to drive up the Alcan. They had been coming up to Alaska for a while during the summer. And, paving driveways, working odd jobs, construction, things like that. I said, hey, you should come on up. And I was getting ready to graduate from college. And it's like, okay. So I said, sure, I'll do it. And then I ran into a friend of mine, like a couple of days later at the bar. I mean, the library. It was a library for sure.
Yeah, of course it was.
And I asked him if he was still running that fish plant. I knew he had a fish plant in Alaska. And he said, yeah, it's in Anchorage. And I said, well, can I have a job? He said, yeah, be there June 12th. Well, that was easy. I graduated June 11th. So literally the day after I got out of college, I got on a Western Airlines jet, nonstop, Portland, Anchorage, with my bike and my backpack. And thought I was going to be here for 3 months. And, 3 months came and went, and life was pretty good. I ended up getting a job at the newspaper. At the time, it was the Anchorage Times. And I'm thinking, well, this is pretty good. I'm just going to stay here. So that was 45 years ago.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's a lot of stories like that.
Yes, there are. Alaska, one of the reasons that I love asking this question is just people have such wonderful Alaska origin stories. It's so fun to hear them. Yeah. Okay, Scott. So today we're talking about the Tour Saver, which is, for folks who haven't heard of it, that's too bad. We're going to fix that today. It is a coupon book or app that gives you lots and lots of deals on Alaska. And as you probably know, if you're listening to this podcast, Alaska is an expensive destination and there aren't a lot of deals to be had. So I would love to know, Scott, how did you get this idea? How did the Tour Saver get started?
So I wish I could claim that as my own idea. I can't. This is my business partner, Gary Blakely. It was his idea. In fact, we've been friends for a long time. He chased me around to try and get me to do a travel book for a couple of years. And I just said, no, I'm too busy making money for other people. And finally, he cornered me in this restaurant. And I gave up. I said, okay, I'll do it. And it was kind of based on the model of this telemarketing coupon book that he had worked on with another partner of his. And so he kind of had a format down for a coupon book. And my job, because I'm in the travel business, my job is to go find people who are looking to put, butts in seats and heads in beds. And basically, Jenny, that's what I do all day long anyway. So it's just one more thing to do, while I'm talking to people about how to market their travel enterprise, whatever it is, whether it's a, little air carrier, or a tour company, a hotel, a lodge. I mean, these are the people that I talk to all day and all night anyway. Which is why, of course, Gary was after me to do this.
Right, because you knew people and you knew how to get people to get in the coupon book. And then he knew how to do the coupon book, as I understand
Yeah,
it. Yes. Okay.
pretty much.
Cool. That's perfect. That's such a fun story. And by the way, Scott and Gary are both wonderful humans, and I've gotten to do a little bit of work with them, and it's great to just be part of this because it's such a cool thing. So, Scott, can you share also just a few details, like how much does the Tour Saver cost? We'll talk about more specifics in a minute, but like what are the type of coupons that are in there? Like, who is it a good fit for?
Sure. So the coupon book costs $99.95. And there's kind of two iterations of the work. One is the paper booklet that we put in the mail and send to you. And the other one is an electronic app, a smartphone app. And so with the app, you can choose whether you want to just want the inside passage, like if you're a cruise passenger, or if you want what we call South Central Alaska along the rail belt between Anchorage and Fairbanks and basically the rest of the state. Or you can get the whole banana. The one in Southeast Alaska is $49.99. The one in South Central Alaska is $69.99. And then to get the whole state is $99.99. So it's actually 4 cents more to get the app than it is to get the coupon book. I don't know why that is.
It matter? Like, is there a reason why someone should get the paper book over the app or the app over the book? Or does it just really not matter? Whatever they feel like doing is better.
Well, people who like apps on their phone really like apps on their phone.
That's true.
It's like the whole world in my pocket. And they just want to do that. And then there's old people like me I grew up around books. It's like I want it in my hand that I can, thumb through it the way I'm used to learning and things like that. And so it's got the little perforated edge, so you rip the coupon out, and
It's kind of a good feeling.
it really is personal preference. But more people like the other thing, one of the reasons that we developed the smartphone app is because Because we will not ship the book outside the US.
Yeah, that makes
I
sense.
mean, we used to do that. We used to ship to Australia and Germany and Israel, New Zealand, Spain, Italy, get a lot of them to Canada. And about a third of them never get there.
Yeah.
Another number would be delayed. It took so long. And the shipping was really expensive. Sometimes the shipping was as much as the book.
Yeah. And
And
it just doesn't
so,
make sense.
yeah,
Yeah.
so we just don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And,
One thing I've got to say that I like about the app is that you can't lose it or forget it, right? Because if you remember to bring your phone with you, then you're going to have the app.
that's true. Now, that being said, I know this will come as a shock. I've lost my phone before.
Yeah, I have too.
But people are really attached to their phones,
Yes.
so it's like their
Yes.
keys
Yeah, totally.
or their wallet, or their purse. People are really attached to their phones, and so you're right. People don't lose it very often.
Yeah. Okay, so how do companies like tour operators or hotels or whatever, how do they get into the Tour Saver? Do you just let anybody in who wants to come in, or how do you choose them, or how do they choose you?
No, we do not let anybody in. I mean, this is Jenny is part of the secret sauce, really.
Yeah.
The people in the Tour Saver, this is a curated group. And so I've been in the travel business in Alaska for 40 years. And so not all operators are created equal.
Yeah.
Some have a very different view of who their customers are and the services they provide and kind of their business philosophy. And so, and there's room. Alaska is a big state. There's room for all that stuff. But my time on Earth is limited. So I only want to work with the people I want to work with.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they got to have a little like-minded philosophy in terms
Yep.
of retailing a little bit, and so we offer a discount on their product. So there's some people who, well, I'm not going to offer a discount. I said
Right.
that's fine, no problem.
Yeah.
And so they're it's just one part. It's one scheme in terms of people getting business,
Yep.
it's advertising is what it is. So yeah, it's a curated group. There are people that I like. There are people that I have confidence because Jenny, like a lot of these outfits, they offer really, really good deals, like 50% off.
Or 2 for 1. I mean, those are
Yeah.
really amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to make sure that if they say they're going to give that deal to travelers, that they do it.
Yeah.
And if I don't think that, if I don't think that they're going to do it, or if I think they're telling me a story, well, I'm just not going to, they're not going to be in the book.
And
But
do you
most people, it's fine, and there are still people I'm talking with about being in the book next year that I didn't get around to getting them in this year. So there are people that come in and go out every year.
So I know there are some people who've been in there a really long time, but then there are
Yeah.
also different things that, turn over every kind of couple of years, and you've got it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a cool deal.
And I will just say one thing I wanted to just mention is that I'll put this in the show notes, But on the Tour Saver website, you can see what all the deals are. So it's not like you have to guess, is this going to be worth it for me? You can be like, I want to, you can go in there and then figure it out pretty easily. Like, okay, if I can do a couple 2-for-1 coupons, that's totally going to be worth it. And similarly, if you want to build your whole trip around what's in the Tour Saver, then you could do that too. So you can know ahead of time exactly what the deals are on the website. And I'll put that in the show notes. So
yeah,
so you can see that.
Yeah, cool. And the stuff we put on the website, it's pretty granular. I mean, we're trying to get the information out there. For example, you know, one of our more popular offers is 20% off on Alaska Airlines.
It's a really good deal.
That's a real popular coupon.
Yeah.
And it's good on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. And excuse me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Yep.
So it's not good on Fridays or Sundays. So we put that on there.
Yeah.
Make sure that people know that.
Yeah. So if you really want to use the Alaska Airlines coupon, but you absolutely have to fly on Saturdays, you'll know before you buy it that you can't use it on, or sorry, Fridays.
Saturday would work.
Yes, I meant Friday. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. It's great how clear it is. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Alaska deals with Scott. Hi, everybody. Jenny here. I wanted to break in and let you know that I have a brand new workshop in my online shop. It's a video course. It's 30 minutes long, and it's all about finding hidden gems on your trip to Alaska. It's pretty awesome. It's all the things that I, well, not all, but many of the things that I share with my clients that we talk about. And I wanted to make it something everybody could get a hold of. So if you go to the shop, it's the second link in the show notes, just below the tip jar. You'll find the link that'll take you right to it, along with all of my planners for Alaska and my done-for-you itineraries. So check it out. And of course, you can also find down there the link to book one of my one-on-one planning sessions if you want more advice about your specific situation. Thanks so much. Now back to the show. We are back with Scott McMurrin from Alaska Tour Saver. And we're talking about the Alaska Tour Saver, which is a coupon book that can save you a ton of money on your trip to Alaska. So we've been talking about how people get in there and how the deals that you can see and the story of how it started, all of that. So Scott, I would love to know about some of the specifics. So of course, people can go to the website and see all the offers. But you talked a little bit about Alaska Airlines. What are some of the other ones that are like really popular with travelers and get used a lot?
Sure. One of the ones that is really popular is the Alaska Railroad. We have, I don't know, there's anchors to Seward, there's anchors to Denali, there's anchors to Talkeetna. There is the trip out of Talkeetna called the Hurricane Turn. All of these offers are 2-for-1 on the Alaska Railroad. There's even one in the winter, the Aurora Winter Train that goes all the way from Anchorage to Fairbanks.
It's so cool. That's such a fun trip.
And so all these offers are 2-for-1. And, you know, we've worked with the Alaska Railroad pretty much since day one.
Yeah.
At the Tour Saver. So they've been in all 25 years.
That's so cool. And,
you know, that's a really popular one.
Another are there really any popular other coupons that have been in there every single year the entire time besides the railroad? Or is that the only one?
There probably are, but I can't think of them.
Okay. I was just curious.
There's 100 offers in the book. And
I know.
They come and
you
go.
Don't know them all right off the top of your head? Are you kidding?
Well, I'm looking at a book right now. It's like, come on, maybe I can think of some.
That's okay.
I mean, there are some that were in for a while and then out and then
Yeah,
back
and then
in.
they're back. Yeah, I know that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. So what
So one of
else?
the other ones that's really popular is out of Seward. You can take the tour boat with Major Marine out into Kenai Fjords National Park. And there's a coupon that's good for $40 off per person, up
Yep.
to four people. You know, so that's really popular and really
Yep.
good.
It's a great tour.
There's another one for flight seeing out of Talkeetna with K2 Aviation. That's good for $63 off per person. I mean, that's a really, really good deal.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you listening, 3 weeks ago, we had an episode about this tour, about flight seeing Denali with K2. So if that is exciting to you, then go back and listen to that episode because it was a good one. Okay,
Yeah.
go ahead,
But
Scott.
by the way, you asked me if there was another coupon that's been there since day one.
Uh-huh.
And there is. It's up in Fairbanks. It's the Riverboat Discovery.
Awesome. Oh, that's another great tour.
Yeah, it's along the Chena River there in
Yep.
downtown Fairbanks. And that's a 2-for-1 offer. So you buy one, you get the second one free.
It's awesome.
And then there's also the Gold Dredge.
Mm-hmm.
They're same outfit owns it.
Yep.
So those are 2-for-1 offers. Those are excellent.
Yep.
And another 2-for-1 that's here in Anchorage is Anchorage Trolley Tours. And it's a really fun tour. It's a bus that's, made up to look like a trolley. And they take you on a 1-hour trip around, around Anchorage, going to show you the highlights. It's really popular.
Yeah. And it's a great overview of Anchorage.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah.
And then there's some really, really, really oddball offers. I mean, we have a 2-for-1 offer. It's St. Paul Island, which is in the middle of the Bering Sea. It's a 3-day, 2-night naturalist tour. People go out there and
So
see the
cool.
birds and the fur seals and all the other wildlife that's out there. It's an amazing tour, and it's 2-for-1.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So I
And
know, Scott, I know you went out to St. Paul Island because I remember you telling me about it. Like starting from Anchorage, how long did it take you to get out there?
couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah. We flew in a Saab 340. So
Okay.
went about 200 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And it's about 750. So I take that back. The airspeed is about 250.
Okay.
So it's about 750 miles.
Okay.
So I guess that's about 3 hours.
Three
But
hours.
it didn't take us that long.
Okay.
So I think
maybe you had a tailwind or something.
Could be. I think they actually fly a little faster than that. But anyway.
Okay.
Now they fly out there in a Dash 8. So, it's a little slower. And sometimes if they get a headwind, they have to, stop in King Salmon and get some gas before they make it out there.
Oh, that's so cool. I mean, that is a great, for someone who really wants to get off the beaten track, that would be a great tour to take take advantage of.
Yeah. And, people really are fascinated by the bears, Jenny.
Yeah.
They really like to see the bears. And so we have a coupon in there with Alaska Bear Trips. They have a hangar out there on Lake Hood, right next to the Aviation Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I think, probably the most souped up Cessna 208 on floats
Oh,
that I've
nice.
ever seen. It is a very, very fancy airplane.
Cool.
And so they will take you get on board there and fly directly to Brooks Falls.
Yep.
And that takes about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So our coupon is you buy one at the regular price and you get the second one half off. And
That's pretty
so the first
awesome
one,
because bear viewing, fly in bear viewing is really expensive. It's like $1,000 usually. Yeah.
actually, yeah,
Or
more than
more
that.
even.
Yeah, right now, so I talked with Isaac Stern. He's the guy over at Alaska Bear Trips. And it's $1,280 per person.
Okay.
And so the second person flies for $640.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean,
So
that's
that's a
obviously
pretty.
still a lot of money, but I mean, it's a screaming deal for bear trips to Brooks Falls. That's awesome. And that one is fairly new, isn't it, Scott? That coupon isn't that new in the last couple of
Yeah, it
years?
is. Yeah, that's
Nice.
a new coupon. I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, love it. Okay, are there any other specific offers that you want? Again, we're not going to talk through all of them because there's like 100 in there. But are there any others that you want to call out specifically that are particularly popular or well loved?
So I'm a big fan of Wrangell-St. Elias National Park.
Yeah. Yep.
It's our country's largest national park. And by the way, I think this is another coupon that's been in since day one, Kennecott
Ooh,
Glacier Lodge.
cool.
So basically they offer $100 off for your 2-night stay. And that's good. The lodge is great. It's well situated in the historic Kennecott District. They're about 5 miles upstream from McCarthy. But then we always try to get some extra things to do when you're back there. So we have a discount on Wrangell Mountaineer on their flight scene. I think it's $50 off per person. And to go deep in the park and really check it out. That's a
Yeah.
really, really fun trip.
Yeah.
And then Nick over at McCarthy River Guides, or McCarthy River Tours, excuse me, offers $95 off a private glacier hike, because you can actually walk from the lodge out to the Root Glacier and get out there up on the ice.
Yeah.
And those are things that we love to do every time we go.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah,
You
so
know,
those are a couple.
Scott, Wrangell-St. Elias National Park is one of my favorite kind of hidden gems in Alaska because even though it's a national park, it's like so much less visited than some of the others, and it's just such a cool experience. I know. Both you and I have talked about how great of a place that is, and pe all Alaskans who've been there love it. I mean, like, there's nobody who says, "Oh, that wasn't amazing." Even people who live in Alaska.
It's just a little dip more difficult to get to,
Yes.
Jenny.
Yes.
It's a 5-hour drive from Anchorage to Chitna, which is on the shores of the Copper River there.
Yep.
And usually we get Wrangell Mountaineer to fly us the last 60 miles
Yeah.
across the Edgerton Highway. It's one
Yeah.
of Alaska's 35-mile-an-hour roads.
Yes.
But we've driven it several times.
Yeah.
You can drive it, the state maintains it,
Yeah.
and then make it back there to the town of McCarthy. And you park on one side of the river and you walk across a bridge into another world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible. Okay.
It's really cool.
Yeah, so while we're kind of on that subject of super cool places that you can get to, I would love to know, Scott, if I know that this is going to be a long list, but I'm wondering if you could share a favorite memory that you have of like a tour or an experience that is in the Tour Saver. And I can
Well,
share one too because I've
I'll tell you
been to
about
a lot of
one.
them also. Okay.
I'll tell you about one. So first of all, with the Riverboat Discovery in Fairbanks, I really shied away from that for a long time because I thought it was just too touristy. But finally, I took the, and then at this point, the kids were little. So maybe 4 and 6. So finally, took the train all the way to Fairbanks, had a great time. Alaska River was great. And went on the boat. And it was fabulous. We had a great time. We cruised by Susan Butcher's kennel. We saw a guy take off and land in the bush plane. We got off and went to go see the Athabaskan village. I mean, it was so cool. We had a great time. So one time, not the time that we were there, but another time, the guy who owns the, who owns the place, John Binkley, he was flying the bush plane, for a bush plane demo. And well, he tipped the plane over on landing, planted the nose and flopped over, on there, had the wrong side out.
In front of hundreds of people.
Immediately, two of the kids, like Wade Binkley, his son, and one of his daughters, dove off the second story of the boat and swam to shore. And by this time, John had been out, dusted off a little bit, and he looked at me and said, what are you doing? You ruined your cell phones.
Oh,
Anyway,
that's so
so
funny.
he was mad at them for ruining their cell phones.
By the
But
way, if for those listening, way back at the beginning of the podcast, I believe it was episode 7, so like March, last March, a year ago, we also had an episode with Wade, who Scott was just talking about, with Wade Binkley. And we talked all about the riverboat, but also about like what it was like to grow up on the river and like all kinds of cool stuff. So go back and listen to that one too. Okay, go ahead, Scott.
And these guys are total river rats. They've been at the boat for more than, I think that's their, they got 5 generations. So
It's
as
amazing.
John's dad, Jim, was the guy, he did his first riverboat stern wheeler operation in Wrangell up the Stikine River. And we finally made it up the Yukon to Fairbanks. And then now John is there, and his kids, Wade and Ryan, and I think that some of the grandkids are in on it too. But they're total river rats. I mean, I get Ryan on the phone. He said, "I can only talk for a few minutes because I'm doing this speedboat race down the Tanana." And it's like, what? See, they got this riverboat. They got this riverboat, and it's like the Tanana 200 or something. And it's like they're total river rats. But that's life in the interior,
It
I
is.
mean, what are you doing living in Alaska if you don't have a boat?
Especially in the
Or a
Fairbanks
plane,
area. Yeah. Yep.
So
Or
John, I've
both.
known him for a while. He's interesting guy. And now I've gotten to know the kids too, Ryan and Wade particularly. And so the other thing that we did when we were visiting, when we did that touristy thing called the Riverboat Discovery, we also went to the Gold Ridge. Jenny had a great time.
It's gold panning is so fun.
We all got gold fever. Christy in particular got, I mean, she got a nugget and then went thud. When it's like, I mean, that was like a good sized little nugget. Anyway, fun stuff.
You know, I gotta say, Scott, both the Gold Dredge and the Riverboat Discovery are places that I've been to, like, I'm not sure how many times, but a lot with guests. And everybody has a great time on both of those tours. Like, even sometimes people are like, I'm not sure about this, you know, I don't know. And I'm like, no, just go for it. You're going to have a great time. And then they always do. So fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else, Scott, about the Tour Saver that we haven't talked about yet that we should before I ask you the last wrap-up question?
Well, I mean, the thing that this is a curated list. That St. Paul Island Tour is crazy.
Yeah.
Out there in the middle of the Bering Sea, two for one.
Yep.
The Alaska Bear Trips takes you into the heart of Katmai National Park. Crazy.
Yeah.
You know,
and, super you know, cool experience.
We got discounts on halibut fishing and floating down the river, fishing for salmon on the Kenai River. And I mean, I feel bad, Jenny, because I, you know, a lot of times I just can't see the forest from the trees. I mean, I'm immersed in this stuff.
Yeah.
Do we have fishing? Yeah. Do we have flight seeing? Yes. Do we have cruises? Yes. All the cool things you want to do.
Yeah.
It's all in the book.
Yeah. Yep. Totally. And I just want to go back, like, because you mentioned this, and I think I mentioned it in the intro, but you have been working in Alaska travel for 40 years.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about curated, we're talking about some, I mean, there's nobody who knows more about Alaska travel than Scott. And that's just one of the reasons why it's so fun to like talk to you about this stuff and partner with you on things, because you just know so much.
I mean, in fairness, okay, there are people who I can name that fill up, you know, two hands, who know a lot more about Alaska travel than me. One of the areas that I really drill down on is how to help people find a good deal to get here.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that's a little different. That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, is finding a good deal on an air ticket or a cruise deal or something like that to get up here. Because for a lot of people, for a lot of people, that's just a deal breaker.
Yeah.
They go online and or go to Expedia or something like that. It's like $1,200. Well, forget it, honey. We can go to Europe for that much.
Yeah.
And then they do.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so that's what I do. That's what I do. That's a little different, supplements the stuff that I do in Alaska.
Yeah.
You know. And the other stuff I like doing is stuff that's where you're 12 out of 12.
Yeah.
So I mentioned to you that tomorrow we're going to Fairbanks and up to Coldfoot. It's 29 miles.
I think that was before we started the recording. So before I ask you the wrap-up question about Anchorage, I would love to hear you say what you're doing, because I think people might be interested in that. So you're going up to Coldfoot. Yeah. And how cold is it?
There's the International Ice Karting Championship up there in Fairbanks. It goes on every year.
Yep.
And so people used to bug me 25 years ago. Oh, you need to go up and check that out. I said, yeah, right. Go to Fairbanks in the winter. Yeah, right.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Well, I finally did it. And it's just like, now I can't get enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of that credit goes to Bernie Carl, who runs Chino Hot Springs. Because he's done a great job. He has an ice museum.
Yep.
Well, it's an ice hotel, but he can't call it a hotel.
Yes.
You got a nice museum out there with life-size jousters, you know, made of ice. They've got an ice bar.
You can have an appletini in an ice.
Yeah, the appletini.
Yeah, in an ice glass. It's so fun.
Yeah, that you can eat now because they filter the water finally.
Yes.
You know, if you want to eat the glass, you can eat the glass.
Yes.
But anyway, so we're going up for the ice car to go see the ice carving championships. And then the following day, we're flying from there north to Coldfoot, which is basically halfway between Fairbanks and the North Slope.
Yep.
It's where the Northern Lights were born. So the guy, Brett and Matt, the people who run that up there,
Yep.
they say it's under the OBA of the Northern Lights, which I'm
Yes.
not exactly sure. It sounds like a like an unfertilized egg to me or something like that. But at any rate, that's where the Northern Lights are born. So, if it's clear, you're going to see the lights. So
Yeah.
they've got a little program. They take you from Coldfoot up to Wiseman, about 14 miles away. And this guy that's there, Jack Rieckhoff, he's kind of, I think he's like the mayor the mayor of Wiseman, because I mean his family makes up the majority of the town. And you know, we're just going to be staying up late and watching the Northern Lights.
That's going to be
And
so
then,
awesome.
You know, then the next day we're going to come home.
And by the way, we had an episode about well, not about Wiseman, but with Molly from Arctic Hive, which is in Wiseman, and that was back in October. So you should check that one out too. Scott, you're giving me a chance to like talk about a ton of cool previous episodes. It's kind of fun. Not something we
Well,
plan.
yeah, that's because you're out there doing the work, Jen.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I can't wait to hear about your trip and about your adventures looking for the aurora when it's 30 below.
Yeah,
That'll be
we're
fun.
looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they got a roaring fire going in the cabin where you can hang out there and drink hot chocolate or tea and try and stay awake until the
Yes.
alarm goes off, you know.
Yes, exactly. By the way, I'll also put this in the show notes, but Scott also has a website called Alaska Travelgram, and that's also the name of his email newsletter. And Alaska Travelgram is a great place to like hear more stories like this, because Scott always writes, you know, you always have these great trip reports about all of your trips that you publish there. And then sometimes other people, like I've done that a few times, written
Yeah.
trip reports, and so have other people. So there's a
Or
lot
you
of
did it for
great.
the Dempster Highway.
I did it for the Dempster Highway, and I did it for my my camping with bears adventure in
In
Katmai.
Katmai.
Oh man. Oh, that was intense. Oh boy. It was good, but it was like it was a lot. Camping
Oh, it
with
was
bears.
wet too, wasn't it?
It was really wet and lots of bears. Wet and full of
Yeah.
bears. And I was like, okay, I can do this. I can do this for 3 days. I got
Hey,
this.
bear.
Ah! Oh man. All right. So, Scott, before I let you go, you live in Anchorage. You've lived in Anchorage for 45 years. What is a place in Anchorage that, like, people, visitors wouldn't normally know about that you think, or maybe they would, but like a place that you think as a local long-term Anchorageite is a really awesome place to go in Anchorage?
Well, you know, I mean, whether it's in the winter, I like to go skiing. Although with my new knees, I'm learning how to ski again.
Yes, I
And
bet.
in the summer, I'm out on the bike. So I spend a lot of time on. I think that one of the gems of Anchorage is this trail network.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The one you may read about in travel blogs and trip reports is the Tony Knowles Coastal Trail, which goes from the airport to downtown. It actually keeps going beyond the airport to Kincaid Park. And
Yep.
that is that's a wonderful park for hiking, for views, for just, you know, I mean, you'll probably see, you know, more than one moose.
Yes. Yes.
But I love our trail system. And then that's on the coast. Up in the hills around Hilltop Ski Area, you have Far North Bicentennial Park. And there's just a bunch of trails there for biking, for hiking, and it's just fabulous.
Yeah.
Even further up the hill is what we call Flat Top Mountain. You know, that you can start there and hike over the pass to Indian on the other side of the mountain range. And you know, people see it from down here on the flats and say, well, what's up there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, that's what's up there, trails.
Yeah.
So the trails are, I think, an incredible resource for those of us here in Anchorage.
Yeah.
And it's funny because during the ghost years of COVID, the benefits of having a good outdoor infrastructure, lighted trails, paved trails, maintained trails, really paid off for some of the mental health of people who live here, because we were able to get out there and use them.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that's my take on it. And that's great.
Right?
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. And if you're visiting Anchorage and you're like, oh, biking sounds cool, but like, I'm not going to bring my bike to Alaska, you can totally rent bikes downtown. I mean, I know Pablo's is one place you can rent bikes and e-bikes. I'm sure there's others, but that's where I've rented them from.
You can, you know, I mean, I live in Midtown, which is, you know, you can get them downtown.
Yeah.
Right by the Copper Whale Inn, I think.
Yes. Yep.
And so you can do that, or in Midtown, REI is right here. And also my local bike shop, Trek Bike Shop. They also rent bikes, and another outfit called The Bicycle Shop rents bikes, and they rent good bikes.
Nice.
I mean, that's how I ended up buying a bike that was way too expensive. You rent a really nice bike.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. This bike, as I like to say, my bike is three things that I'm not: fast, light, and agile.
Oh, so, that's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on the trails.
I know you do. That's so cool. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Well, Scott, thank you so much for being here and talking about Anchorage, talking about Alaska, talking about the Tour Saver. Thank you for creating the Tour Saver, or being dragged into the Tour Saver, because it's such a great resource for visitors. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, you know, it's great to share the gospel of Tour Saver. Yeah.
Yes.
Spread the good news.
Yes, that's right.